Several years after that, Roger come down here. Do you remember?
I think Dad may have
As he had graduated from high school.
Oh, yes.
He come down for a week vacation. And Bob and I had planned to go hunting. At just that time, and we said, well, we'll postpone our hunting trip unless you'd like to go along with us. Oh, he says, I'd like to go. He says, I haven't got any guns, and I wouldn't probably want one anyway, but I'll go along with you. Well, we went into Caribou Lake. And we took a boat, a canvas rowboat we had on a trailer, and we put it in to the foot of the lake, went way up the lake to a campground that I knew about. And when we got up there, we set up a tent that we were going to sleep in, and we told Roger that if he'd go out and pick some boughs for a bed, we'd go out, Bob and I, and see if we couldn't get a deer to eat in camp. And we'd went up the side of the ridge about a quarter of a mile from the camp, I guess, and then we separated about a gunshot apart. And followed down the lake, because the wind was right. It was blowing up from the south towards us. And we hadn't gone very far before I come into a little sort of a glade, a little depression where there was a few big ash trees growing up. And fairly open from all kinds of underbrush. And just before I got to that, I stepped over a big log about that high. And for something, I don't know what made me turn round, but I'd got about a half a gunshot away from that log when I turned round and looked back behind me. And there was a big bear, an old heister, weighed 600 pounds, walking along that log. And he got right exactly where I stepped over that. He smelt my track, evidently, because he put his nose down doing that. And, well, I had a 38-55 rifle. And I took careful aim and fired. He was standing still. He went over the opposite side of the log and run like a sucker. Well, I didn't know. I said, if I couldn't hit that bear, I couldn't hit the side of a barn. But about that time, Bob had heard me fire, and he whistled, and I answered him. We had a signal. All ready? We had a signal arranged that if I wanted Bob to come, I was to fire a signal shot, and he came up in a few minutes. And we followed on the bear's trail, and we found it stone dead in a little hollow about 20 rods beyond where I fired at him. Well, we dressed him out inside, lying down. We couldn't hang him up, too heavy. And went to camp. Well, that afternoon, after we got some dinner, we took an axe and a long rope, and the three of us went up and hitched onto the bear and dragged him down to the lake. Well, it was all downhill, but there was things in the way, and it was almost impossible to get him over a log. So a good many things we had to cut out to get the bear through. But we got him down there, and we finally got him into the rowboat and got him up to our camp. And by shinning up a little tree about 4 or 5 inches through, clear to the top, and bending it down, we got a rope on it and got the rope on the bear, and then we got a long crotched stick put under the tree, and we finally hung the bear up. Well, that afternoon it come on raining, pouring. There was nothing we could do, we couldn't hunt. And so we just laid around camp. Well, it rained all that night, and it was raining the next morning. And we said we guessed we might as well quit and come home. Well, then I took the just the hindquarters of the bear and left the hide and head, and just the hindquarters. And we brought that out and brought it home, but we left the rest of the bear in there. Well, that was such a large skin that I thought it would be too bad to throw it away, so I had it mounted in a rut. And when I got it home, I didn't have any place to put it in my room. It was too big. I had the half of the head mounted, and I kept it up in the closet up in the attic, I guess, for a couple of years. And finally, Owen Brewster was fixing up his den up to his new house, and he was looking for something that kind. He heard I had it, and he abandoned me for it, and I sold it to him. And it's hanging up now in his game room down in the basement.
My goodness. That was a big bear, Uncle Barrett?
Yeah.